All right. It's always fun when the Twilight Wish folks are in studio. I enjoy it a great deal.
As you should.
It's an honor to be in the presence of greatness.
Rose McHugh.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I wasn't gonna say.
No, it's a given.
Jerry Brooks. It's a given about Rose McHugh. First of all, it's great to see you. How are you? The purple.
Hi,
you didn't get the purple memo, Jerry. Your nice blue coordination with your shoes.
Rose and Andrea Heusel from Twilight Wish Connecticut.
Who is our director?
Who is more than a director.
She's our leader.
A goddess.
Point that mic a little closer to you.
They have beautifully outfitted me for anything and all Twilight Wish.
So our relationship at Odyssey and with TSC has only grown, and we're super proud to partner with you guys because the concept of what you do is so great. And just for people who don't know, and we have to do this every time, but I think it's important to do, is what do you do?
We enrich the lives of our senior population, and quite simply, we just try to enrich their lives, making every day of their life a better place, making the world a better place to age. And we do that one wish at a time. We're very simple.
How are you funded?
We are funded privately. We accept no public donations at this point. So we are really dependent on the generosity of independent and small local retailers.
Really?
Who donate not only financially, but in-kind contributions. And we are completely volunteer. So all of our labor is done by a volunteer force in the state of Connecticut, of which there are about over 30 now. We do service all the seniors in Connecticut. So all of our money comes from contributions and donations, and we do one large fundraising event, which is the other reason we've timed our time here today so timely, because it's a golf tournament.
Our golf tournament.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you do this all for free, Jerry, or you get a free wish?
I do.
He gets a bar tab that day.
Rose and Bob Dunn and Andrea Heusel all kind of recruited me to sign on to Twilight Wish Connecticut a few years ago.
That was fun.
And, you know, I just turned 74.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm going to hang around until, you know, I get a wish granted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're in the sort of the offensive tackle mode, and you're trying to make it to wide receiver.
I mean, in the breadbasket of this group, buddy. 74, right in the heart of it.
And
I have dreams and wishes, too.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
You know, when Jerry says breadbasket, he's not kidding. And we have fulfilled wishes for people that are over 100 after we did two of them this last year.
Yeah, and I want to get into, you know, we have some time here to talk, because we'll have another segment, but I will give a couple of plugs for the golf tournament. I know it's actually on my birthday, September 22nd, Tuesday, at Lyman Orchards.
Happy birthday.
And, you know, and people, like what I say is, if you're listening and you have a small business, just have the boss, whatever the slush fund is for this stuff, get a foursome or something like that, right? Where can people go to get information, or do you want to give them some basic information on what happens on that Tuesday?
Sure. On that Tuesday, we'll be at Lyman, which is in Middlefield, Connecticut. We're playing on the Jones course. People that know Lyman know that there's three
people,
there are
a couple of courses, the Jones and...
Do they have 45 holes?
The Diabolical Gary Player course. Yeah. And the Apple course, I believe.
Correct.
And they do a great job. Lyman does a great job every year with every event they do. Yeah. It's just a go-to place to have a great time and, you know, hold a fundraiser. So, you know, the courses are always in great shape. The people there know how to run an event, get it off on time, get you to the big tent on time for the, you know, award ceremonies and the Twilight Wish program. And, you know, as I say at the end of every public service announcement, go to twilightwishct.org. That's twilightwishct.org.
This is why we keep Jerry around.
You have a past in this business.
I have no future, but I do have a lengthy past.
I mean, if movies were still relevant, I still think you could do some trailers. We got to pause here for a second. I got to talk a little bit about real estate, and then we got to get a quick check of weather and traffic. Then we'll continue with Rose McHugh and Jerry Brooks from Twilight Wish Connecticut. Again, the tournament is September 22nd at Lyman Orchards in Middlefield. If you just Google Twilight Wish Connecticut golf tournament, it'll take you right to the jump page where you can get all your information and be a part of something super, super special. We continue here with Rose McHugh and Jerry Brooks from Tri Light Wish, Connecticut. You know, the golf tournament is September 22nd. It's a Tuesday at Lyman Orchards. And I mean, fall golf. The only problem with fall golf is if you get a few, with the sun angle, I tend to lose more golf balls in the fall.
Of course, yeah.
Than any other time.
Yeah. Or if the leaves are falling, but some courses do a great job of leaf clearing, and I know they do.
Yeah, well, they do. I mean, first of all, they do great business. I think because they do great business, they can take care of that golf course so well. I mean, it is really, really, all the holes are well taken care of. So if you just Google Twilight Wish, Connecticut, and golf tournament, you'll get right to it. And we continue the conversation. I just wondered, there's two things I want to make sure we get to. Number one is, you said there was a wish granted to someone who was 100 years old.
Sure.
Can you give us a range,
sure,
like one or two examples of the range of things that have been done,
sure,
say,
sure,
in the last, since we last talked?
That's a very common question. Everybody asks, well, what do I wish for? I don't know. What is the range, so to speak? And I tell people that the wishes that we fulfill are just as varied as our senior population. Some are very emotional, some are very frivolous, and some are practical. For instance, one of the 100-year-old wishes that we granted was for a gentleman in New Brittany who was turning 100 on, I'll never forget the date, September 7th of this past year. And his wish was to meet the UConn girls basketball team.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, not that's a small order, huh, Joe?
Right.
Huh, Joe? So what we did is we kind of pulled some sources together, some of them being local. And we had a great party for him on a Sunday brunch at Aura, Gino's restaurant over in
Spend
Manchester.
Some money there. It increases,
smart
your,
move.
Increases your chances.
And we also, I think, maybe picked up some points. Sorry, bad pun, with the coach. And we got an invite to the girls basketball team practice. So we transported Joe and his family members up to UConn, up to Storrs. And we got the run of the gym when the girls were practicing for 3 hours. And Gino was very gracious, came over and sat down with Joe. Joe being an Italian immigrant, Gino sat down within 2 minutes. They were speaking Italian. So we didn't know what was being said. We hope it's to our benefit, but we really didn't care. Amazing. They couldn't have been more kind to us. All the coaches came over. They had swag for us. They treated Joe, our senior, our wish of recipient, as a king, and it was just wonderful. It was one of those
wow,
tears in your eyes moments.
That's
it was really great. So
he ate at his restaurant, yeah, speaks Italian.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, Italian's his first language, right?
Yeah, he didn't speak English when he came to this country.
He's so making up for lost time for the last
the boy has done quite
40
well, yeah,
years. That's great. And give me another one that's more modest.
More modest is we had a Farmington resident here. I'm just giving you the 100-year-olds that I remember. In fact, it was our first wish. It went actually viral. It was so unique. She turned 104. She lived in a Farmington facility, which, by the way, is another point. We do service a lot of facility residents,
yeah,
because they have great needs of transportation and other needs. But that doesn't preclude anyone else from requesting a wish. In any event, this woman turned 104, and her wish was to pet a penguin.
And I love this story.
This is the first wish that Andrea ever worked on. So it was paramount that we got it right.
Yeah.
And Andrea was alone at the time. I was not working at the organization then. But this is another example of how it takes a village. Andrea put a lot of resource into it and connection, and it turned out that Mystic Aquarium chipped in the penguin, so to speak, and the refrigeration truck. It was like transporting, you know, like a very, you know, unique item across state lines or something. This penguin had to be taken care of, you know, meticulously on his route. So they transported this penguin from Mystic Aquarium up to Farmington. And the penguin was brought in, and it was in the community room for the seniors, and everybody got to pet the penguin.
Sure, the
it
penguin
went viral.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm not sure if that would be my wish at 104.
Yeah, it's going, leave me alone. Get off.
Why are all these people touching
that,
me?
But that just gives you an idea of the frivolous. Some of the emotional ones is we had a local woman who hadn't seen her sister, who lived in New Jersey for quite some time. She was kind of transportation bound, and so her request was to have lunch with her sister at their old neighborhood, an Italian restaurant in New Jersey. So we hired a limo, and we made reservations at their favorite old neighborhood restaurant, and the two girls got together, And they had a great time when we got the bill. They had a very good time, apparently. A couple of glasses of wine were hoisted and I'm sure toasted. I hope it was to Twilight. But in any event, those are some of the things that we do.
And I'm trying to think of what I would like to do.
It's
like,
really hard to get one.
You ever think of like what you would want to do if you had that opportunity?
To get one wish is very hard to hone in.
Yeah, I've got a wish, Brian. We're going to leave it right there.
Some of them are really practical, too, if I can just, like, put 2 cents in here.
Like
some
for like help practical. With the back porch or fixing something?
Well, we
or?
Don't do construction on houses. We have to have some limitations. But some people have had experienced water damage with the intense weather that we had this winter, or they've had bug infestations, or they've had fires, or they've had things that just happen in the course of regular right. day-to-day life. And they can't afford to replace a lot of items, usually. We just replace an entire household for a man in Southington here who lived in a trailer park and had a fire. So it was gift cards to Target,
sure.
to Walmart, to you know. So we place things like you wake up one day and you don't have a toothbrush or a comb,
right?
And you know how
is
do you
the only
that?
Requirement that you're of a certain age?
The requirements
65
are 65 plus.
Like so 11, you're knocking on the door, my friend.
I got 10 years
Whoa,
and
you can
one
start
month.
Thinking about your wish now, Brian.
I am going to. I mean, you obviously can't hit them all, right? I mean, how do people listening, they, you know, because obviously, like anybody 65 and older, you know, that's kind of our wheelhouse.
Well,
here
there's two things that are happening here. One is that people didn't know we existed until quite some time ago, and Jerry has become our spokesperson to help us out with that cause. We need to don't
you just
laugh.
Trot him out there.
We volunteered him.
Your eye candy for the seniors, Sherry.
Yeah, they took me out to a nice lunch and bought me a couple of drinks, and then, that was yeah.
That's all it takes.
As long as pretty I don't much, have to do yeah. commercials. As long as I don't have to do commercials, but he's done commercials, and that's what he does
just
for us.
So. Call me at 860.
So people didn't know who we were, so right. that was one of the issues. But now that people know who we are, we accept just about all applications. I can't think of anyone that has been rejected in the state of Connecticut in the last 4 years that I've been working.
And people can go right to the website and do it.
Go right to the website, and it says Make a Wish. So you can just, you know, you can request a wish right there. The
website,
TwilightWishCT.org. Yeah, it's right there.
And so why have you enjoyed doing it?
I have enjoyed doing it because I've gotten to know the people behind it. Andrea Heusel, who is, you know, just a force unto herself. And Mary Rose McHugh.
Just you and the IRS call me that.
That's what I had in my listing. I'm glad he's, I mean, I have Mary Rose in my listing.
No, and Rose and I worked at NBC Connecticut together for many, yeah. many years. She was in sales, and I don't know what I did, but I did it. And
oh, we had to sell it.
And, you know, I know who I'm working with. Yeah. And it's nice to say with and not for because
they don't pay you.
Yeah, well, but. And just the reason, the raison d'être.
Yeah.
You like that?
I do. It's
thank
French.
You.
He has other rewards.
Taught him something at UMass.
Really? I went to an art exhibit at Hamden Library. A woman in New Haven, an older woman in New Haven. You know, she's into art, and her wish was an art exhibit. So Rose and Andrea and others associated set up an art exhibit for her in one of the rooms at the Hamden Library, and all were framed and hanging on the wall. She gave me one to take home, which is still proudly displayed.
Well, listen, Twilight Wish Connecticut is a great organization, easy to get behind. TwilightWishCT.org is where you go, and you can also get information on the golf tournament on the 22nd at Lyman Orchards, and you can help them fulfill these incredible wishes. You know, obviously, Rose, it's great to see you. Jerry, I mean, I knew Jerry back from September 11th of 2002, my first day at NBC Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And
I remember you, our morning guy.
He was he wasn't mean to me. Let's just put it that way. You know, like it's tough walking into a newsroom.
He wasn't mean to me.
That's
great.
Yeah.
Now I know what I can put on my tombstone.
That's what you did for how many years?
But thank you both, and I hope we continue to do great things. You want to say one more
thing?
Yeah,
I do want to say one more thing. I want to thank Odyssey because that you guys have been tremendous partners with us. In fact, you were the recipient of our corporate community award.
Janine drove to Pennsylvania.
Your Janine Lee drove to Pennsylvania, accepted the award at our gala dinner, and it was wonderful, and we feel so privileged to be a partner
with
you.
Well, I know she felt
really... You've really done great things for us.
And
so
she felt really proud to... to get that. So
you guys always come through first. Yeah, well, very nice.
We love you guys.